This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. This seems kind of redundant, but we've all probably done this before, maybe. Half of the people in this study clean their home before their house cleaner gets there.
I thought you were going to say wipe side to side.
Mm-mm. Side to side.
No, they say that's bad for you now.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go backwards. You shouldn't go forward.
No, he goes side to side, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure you go forward.
He's like a 90s hip-hop DJ.
Oh. I don't even move the hand. I just keep the hand stationary.
Okay.
And then shakes his butt on him, his hand.
You like that? Yeah. That sound good, too. Me wiping my ass.
You just gave David Blaine from Brooklyn.
I know. It's like
you know what? I saw David Blaine on TV the other day, and he's a lot more energetic than he used to be.
Is he really?
My impression's way off.
Somebody got a hold of him and said, dude, you gotta get a little pep in your step.
I watched the David Blaine show. It's kind of weird. He's kissing snakes and stuff.
Would you like to kiss a snake?
Will you say in your creepy Silence of the Lamb voice, I'm watching you?
Oh, I don't know. Earlier when we talked about pedo, when I said you got baby feet pictures, that kind of rubbed people the wrong way.
I see
way.
You. I know what you're doing.
See what she does? It sounds like a hung guy. Do it again.
I know what you. I know I can't do it.
Her regular sexy voice sounded like she's like a narcoleptic. Like it sounded like you're about to fall asleep as you talk.
You're about to pass out.
The thing about David Blaine.
And I mean.
So back to cleaning your house.
Back to it.
It's like the motor dies.
53% of these people say that they do clean their house, and 14% say maybe, and 33% say they don't at all.
If you feel like they're going to judge you, the cleaning people, for having a dirty house when they come to it,
yes,
aren't they already judging you for even hiring a cleaning person in the first place?
I feel the same way about DoorDashers. They're like, man, I'm not going to ring the doorbell as you requested, you lazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, fat ass.
You already didn't go get it.
Plus, when did they find out the tip amount? After they take the picture?
Well, you can adjust it with some of these. Like, you get an estimate. I only knew through Uber Eats.
They tell you, really?
They tell you an expected tip. But that could always change.
Yeah.
And you couldn't always get it instantly. Sometimes it would be days later.
Yeah. Have you ever upped the tip? Like, you got great. I did that one time. It was actually when I was out with my surgery. But they went above and beyond. Up-tipped them.
Yeah, I've done that before. But I don't go back and alter it. I don't drop it.
I had a very nice man tip me a little more. Because when I went out there, I brought him a bunch of stuff, and then I gave him like a bunch of napkins and everything afterwards. And he did up the tip.
Do you imagine nice. Paige brings you a milkshake and it's like jammed between her cleavage? And she's like, you got to come get it, big boy.
And I told him, I said, it smelled so good all the way over here. I wanted a chip. And he goes, why didn't you take one? I said,
he said, what about the food?
It's not sanitary. Eating your chips on the way to deliver your food.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's extra flirtatious that shouldn't be happening. Just drop my order off and hit the bricks. Pound sand is the great
sand. Pound sand.
So if you saw a fly.
A doo-doo fly?
On a spider web, Would you try to save its life and set it free, or would you just let nature take its course?
That's nature.
I can't see that good, so I wouldn't see it, but not a doo-doo fly because they got doo-doo on their legs.
They do, but they have cool, like, eyeballs.
Yeah, like nice green-looking eyeballs, man, but...
like iridescent-looking.
As soon as a log pops out, like a hot loaf, they are immediately on it.
Mm.
Butterflies, too, man. A beautiful creature. They eat... they eat doo-doo.
Beautiful creature.
They really are. Boo-boo. And look what they eat doo-doo and rotting fish and other rotting carcasses.
Yeah.
Well, those kind of things serve a purpose.
But God, could you imagine you look as pretty as a butterfly and you're like, I got to eat dookie.
Did they eat the doo-doo when they're caterpillars also? Or is it just when they can fly away?
That's why turds go white. No, I'm just kidding. Butterflies. Wow.
Do they ever go back?
They steal their color.
They suck all the water out of the turd. Did.
Seriously, I wonder about that, though. Do they? Is it the same thing?
Is a caterpillar a maggot? Like, I don't know if they look alike.
Is a cat? No, it's not.
No.
A maggot is like...
turns into a fly, right?
A caterpillar has, like, a head and a...
Wait a minute. What does it turn... Wait a minute. I've forgotten. Does it turn to a fly? A maggot?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah.
Gosh, look, I am embarrassed. We gotta
look up the life cycle of a maggot.
They're more like worms than caterpillars.
I was going to say they're like little pieces of worms.
There got to be some maggot pics you can search.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. I got pictures of Donald Trump. I put MAGA.
We love the maggots.
Okay. The life cycle of a maggot begins as an egg. The egg hatches into a maggot. And then... I crushed your cell phone when I did that. And feeds and grows rapidly, shedding its exoskeleton several times. In the third molt, M-O-L-T, the maggot enters the pupa stage, P-U-P-A, which develops into a human fly.
And guess what?
I did not know there was 4 to 5 life cycles of a maggot before it becomes an adult fly.
And a freaking fly lives a lot longer than 2 days. That's a myth.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh yeah. They live
Are the bigger there. Flies like older flies? Or is it just
the horse flies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
We love the maggots.
Larvas. Maggot. We love larvas. Larva bush, good morning.
We love every form of the maggot.
Larva Flynn Boyle.
Been waiting a long time for the maggots to get here.
Fupa? I mean poopa.
What?
P-U-P-A.
Poopa.
Man, that's wild. That's the stuff you've learned and then forgotten because you didn't need to learn it. Like, it didn't matter.
Well, right? let me ask you a question.
A maggot is a fly.
Like, did you need to know the capitals of other states? For what? Like, it's just mindless.
Just in case you're going, you need to know where the government offices are.
Like, I can't tell you where they are.
The internet had to screw up the educational system so bad just because, like, there's just, like, stuff you don't need anymore that you're being taught and tested on.
Yeah. Kids don't have the capacity anymore for all this information.
I don't think math is a needed subject anymore.
Oh, please.
Not Common Core, at least. They still do that.
Well, I took general math.
I took prob and stat. That was R word math.
I thought that sounds like some kind of medicine for depression.
You didn't need algebra, but you certainly do.
I haven't solved for X since high school.
How?
I thought, okay, I'm going to tell you exactly I took oceanography thinking that's going to be fun.
What? What about that sounds fun?
I thought I'd get to hang out and lay out in the sun all day.
You know what sounds fun? Mammography. Well, I'd take that.
Oceanography, it was not fun. There's a lot of algebra in it, and you're studying like the
mammography.
Coring and
yeah.
Neap tides and rip tides and all that, and salinity of water.
Game time rip tide.
Chemistry.
Oh, shout out.
So it's a lot harder than anything that I've ever taken.
What do you apply algebra to in daily life, though? Like, honest to God.
No, I mean, there's a lot of, like, when you're algebra and science, so.
But in everyday life, I don't really think it's needed. Algebra and all that. I don't.
I was told if you can multiply and read a tape measure. That's really all you need.
Yeah. So I got half of that down.
Yeah.
I didn't hate algebra. I hated statistics. Mainly because I didn't like my teacher.
You know what? I liked school. I really did like it. I like to learn now, but I just can't. I don't have one of those brains that absorbs knowledge.
Not true.
Yes, you do.
You really do.
About, like, you know, stuff that doesn't matter, like sports and porn.
Do you read books at all?
No, I don't like. I have to have audio. Has to be an audio book,
dude. That's something that's like mainstream life now. People, several of my friends talk about. Hey, I'm listening to this book. And like, you're listening to this book.
And I don't really like fiction, like biographies, auto.
I like history. I know it's weird. It's just, but I always have. It's not just like, oh, it's on. You're almost 50. You go like history stuff now. I always have. Like when I heard about History Channel, before I figured out it was just about pawn shops and pyramids.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, pawn shops and pyramids.
Rick Harrison opens one at the pyramids.
At the pyramids. Awesome. You come and like you pawn a camel.
And he wears like Lawrence of Arabia, like the head.
Yes.
He still has a smuggler's laugh.
Chum Lee could like set on a big carpet and fly around.
I don't know if you can sell drugs in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something to think about, Paige. I love history. I love looking at it. I love looking at it and saying, I don't believe it.
I'm here to sell my camel today to Mr. Harrison at the pyramids.
I got a buddy that actually is into camels.
I got a buddy named Joe that's a real camel.
Right.
Why don't you hang around the desert for a little bit? Let me give him a call.
He likes to go to casinos wearing tuxedos, walking upright as a camel, smoking a cigarette.
Okay. Joking.
His friends call him,
My girlfriend has a camel toe. Let me call her down here.
Let me call her down here.
Well, if you like Whitney Houston, I mean, what a fantastic singer she was.
Oh, she was.
And it's sad the way she passed. Her estate announced a tour to celebrate the 40th anniversary of her debut in music, and it will also feature original and remastered recordings with never before seen footage and interviews. And it's just her decline was such a sad story. I mean, she was on top of her game, and then she just dwindled down.
You know, there are some people that believe that she was more the introducing the drugs into the relationship. Why? Not so much Bobby.
Why? I mean, who? Why? She had a clean everything. At least that's what. Again, that was pre-internet. So until pretty. The internet became the thing, like you just trusted your lie papers, you know. Or
do you think he was ever cool with her status? Because she was mega, obviously bigger than him.
You know, I don't know that much.
And he was big.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that much about that. I know we were talking about him the other day, and we were talking about, like, the daughter's now dead, too. She took her.
Yeah.
God.
She passed away, and then I think he has kids with another lady now, but he's still trying to go out and tour. But, I mean, you got to think about that every day.
Yeah.
Especially when people ask you about Whitney Houston.
And the fact that, you know, the daughter, everybody else is gone too. It's so sad.
Yeah, he just said that. So.
No, I'm agreeing with him. Like it is so sad.
Well, I'd like to take it further and say that it's extremely sad.
He just effing said it.
No, but I don't even know how she died. That's the thing.
She
the daughter.
They found
I can't. You know, I think it was some kind of overdose, if I remember right.
Oh my gosh.
Because Whitney was in the bathtub, right?
Yeah, she drowned. Yeah.
At the hotel.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix, they're not only bringing back Sesame Street, but they're bringing back Star Search as a live event. Do you remember Star Search?
Yeah. God, yes.
Who's going to host? Well,
3¾ stars.
They had comedians on there. A lot of them made their break.
Sawyer Brown made their big thing. And then who's the comedian? That like he went on to like be a.
Oh, there were Brad Garrett, Dangerfield was on there.
Well, Rodney was.
Others.
I don't think Rodney Dangerfield was on Star Search.
I think he was. Go back and look and
fairly
see.
Fairly certain.
Because he started late. Hey, I might have been.
Yeah, but he was on Carson and stuff. Let's see.
So they.
Whoa.
It ran from 1983 to 1995.
Maybe he guessed it on there, and I'm thinking he was.
I mean, they're Wikipedia.
You had stuff. Sawyer Brown. You had the female cover band, Cedar Pink.
Yeah.
A lot of them on there.
Oh, well, boy. It makes me think of the guy who graduated earlier, Sawyer Bush.
Yeah.
Again.
Hey, good luck to you, buddy.
Be safe down at the beach, for real.
Don't get distracted at Coastal.
Luther Vandross. How do you say it? Vandross or Vandross?
I've always said Vandross.
Vandross.
Rest in peace.
He was not picked to be on the show, but a agent that was there later signed him. I think that's what a lot of them do. Because I know for a fact on Shark Tank, if they pass on him, like Richard Branson went in on a deal that he watched it on TV, and the Sharks passed on it, and
all
he
Virgin
contacted
Mobile.
The person. Yeah, and it's like, hey, I'll buy that from you.
I need to know like the timeline after the show. How long are they sticking with you? What are they taking over?
Also, do they like? Let's say I walk in there and I say, hey, man, I sold $25 million worth of beard oil last year. And then they closed it. Now, I know they got the chance to go look at your records and everything, but don't they look at the records prior to you going on the show?
They got to be like some scout, right?
It has to be. Now, there's some they have on there where they know that they're just awful, and they're just doing it to be the dinner for schmucks kind of situation.
I think Cuban's the only one that said some of these deals don't work out, and they're just bad when they get to you.
And he's gone now. He left. Going to do his own little...
You know, he's a
little chef. He's going to go sell medicine for Amazon.
He's going to run for president.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
You know, they're saying, what, 2030? Is it 2030?
Yeah.
2020. Is that right? No.
No, 24. 32.
That they're saying that it could be him and Dwayne Johnson running for president.
Do you know what? He's going to legalize. He's going to be a big proponent, like the catalyst of legalizing gambling in Texas.
He is a guy who is filthy rich, like filthy. And normally, like, those people are not to be trusted because they likely didn't get there by doing it the right way, it seems. But he's a guy who he's got everything in the world he wants. And now he's like,
what now?
I'm going to give medicine to people for like a dollar.
Dude, his dad's got his own Amex black card. Just buys whatever he wants whenever. He's like, it's cool.
That's awesome, man. I just got a plain one.
I need my son to start making money so I can retire.
Yeah.
Give me a credit card. And don't give me no First Premier either.
Does he play
sports? I want a black Amex.
I don't want a 30-60-90 because I never go the full. I mean, I need like a 120, 150, 190.
Don't give me no credit one. I want a black Amex, by God.
Yeah.
You want a metal card?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We will let. The metal ones are good because you can break into. Office doors with those.
Really? Yeah, you really can.
I don't think the plastic ones are more pliable. Not that I've ever broken in or anything
say,
like that.
Which one's better for chopping out a line of coke?
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. Always anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as a reminder, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And it's stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
This might be the best group of names ever.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. I really do. And I like the names of people in the chat. What is up to all of you?
Looper.
On YouTube at The Rise Guys. There's a man that I stood up last night, Jethro Roberts. Jethro,
why would you do such a thing?
Because I forgot.
Coach
Johnson.
He texted
me last week, and I forgot. I suck. I do.
Sun yesterday.
If you've texted me and I've not responded to you, it's not. I'm so busy.
Looper said hung onion soup in the chat.
Also, people said there's a variety of slung onion that you make with Hamburger Helper.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a, it's a, it's a real thing.
That might be good.
Do you all like right. Hamburger Helper?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Stroking off, too.
I don't know what the... Well, kind of salty.
Kind of. Okay. Here we go. Everyone has the scripts. Scene number one. Playing the role of Keith Van Horney will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Shoeless Bo Jackson will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Andrea Galarraga's Paige. And action!
Okay, I ain't naming names yet, but if you borrowed my Yeti Tundra 65 cooler for Easter and now conveniently forgot how to text back, just know this. I will be needing it back for Memorial Day. Mm. Ain't spend $529.99 for a damn ghost cooler. Act tongue? That's mine.
Baby, let me holler at you for a second, Keith Van Horney. Now, what kind of fool spends rent money on a damn icebox, huh? You acting like that cooler holding the Ark of the Covenant. You sure Indiana Jones ain't the one that borrowed it, huh?
Shoeless Bo Jackson? This ain't about price. It's about principle. German engineering. Double-walled pressure-injected polyurethane insulation.
Man, you saying words that you read the owner's manual during foreplay. Who got the damn cooler? Say it with your chest. Say it.
I ain't saying. I ain't about to start no Facebook feud.
Baby, you're already on Facebook, you bratwurst breathing, breathing cooler cuckold. I'll solve this case like a Scooby-Doo in Crocs. Now, who done took it?
It was me, bitch. It was me all along.
Andrea Galarraga?
Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold up now, gal. I ain't heard from you in like 6 months. Thought you died or went to some silent retreat in Asheville, North Carolina.
Nah, changed my number. You was getting weird, Shoeless Bo Jackson, liking old selfies and heart my aunt's prayer chain post. Creepy, F.
Baby, ain't nothing creepy about trying to let a woman know that the door is still open unless she already done crawled out the window, you understand?
Wait. So you two used to date? Y'all been swapping coolers and fluids?
Bro code violated. You don't lend nothing to a man's ex, especially a cooler. That's just an excuse for her to come back over, bring it back, pretend it ain't awkward. And next thing you know, she's barefoot in the kitchen, heating up a damn Hot Pocket.
Y'all acting like I want that busted-ass cooler. I ain't got an oyster cooler now. That Yeti's got mystery meat juice in it anyway.
Mystery meat juice? Girl, that was my famous bologna brine. It's a famous family recipe passed down from my Uncle Woodrow, who died from it, you understand?
Oh, God. I just want my damn Yeti back.
Oh, did you hear that? He wants his Yeti back. He wants his Yeti back, Yeti back. You know, like that chili song for back in your cooler days. Nah, I'm saying.
You'll get it when I'm done using it to prop my back porch up.
And let me tell you something. Next time you want to disrespect my past relationship and my meat water, do it somewhere else. Now, y'all excuse me. I gotta go take a rage nap in my pick-em-up truck.
End scene. Oh, Bologna Brine?
Bologna Brine. It sounds like a Facebook fussing name in itself, but it was Brine, like...
I love bologna, too, but...
Like, Brine, you know. Like you used to cook. Not Brian, Brine.
It needs to say meat water.
Meat water, yeah. You never get that in coolers. You have that mystery, silky kind
Yeah.
Like hot dog.
Or ham jelly from Hormel.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Somebody might have made PJ in there and threw it back up, dude. Mm-mm.
It's the only way I can slide out of the can is that ham jelly.
The congelation. All right, here we go. Facebook fussing. We're live on YouTube at The Rise Guys. You'll be able to see it later on our Instagram, Facebook, and X at The Rise Guys as well. Scene 2. Playing the role of Cap Lita will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Hairball Roberts will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Hockey Balboa is Paige. And playing the role of Tim Shady is Mattman. And action. Blessings upon the neighborhood, man. My name is Cap Lita, and today me hang a goathead from the mailbox for protection. Me here that work in Jamaica. Here, maybe too.
Hi, Cap Lita. First off, welcome to America. Awkward, I know, to say after a meeting like this, But, Mom, that thing bleeding. I almost backed my Chrysler into a ditch trying to avoid making eye contact with that demon goat.
Yo, am I right, Hairball Roberts? I thought that was a Halloween decoration, but it's May. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
Listen, man, it's sacred symbol. Hockey Balboa. Hairball Roberts. It wards off the bad vibe, you know? It keeps me cats from running away, too.
You got cats? I got 33. If one more crawls in the dryer disappears, I'm calling the ghost hunters.
That's why they call you Hairball, bro. Your laundry room gets more dander than a damn Petco.
Yo. I'm timid, but I'm livid. Seeing goat blood in the street. Now my ring cam looked like a horror movie repeat. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness, it's Tim Shady, man. The real Tim Shady. He raps like he DoorDashes the food. He is culture clash, me understand. Maybe me just, do small chicken foot next time.
Lady, I got IBS. I can't be walking out of my house and see a voodoo sacrifice next to my flower bed. My bowel's got a hair trigger. Peep, peep.
Y'all joking, but I seriously farted when I saw that thing. No lie. My fart knocked a bird off the power line.
She brings the spice, but the hood ain't ready. They go ahead, got my step niece acting sweaty. Me never meant to offend. Me just want to, you know, blend in, feel peace and the love.
You'll blend in fine if you quit conjuring spirits like you cook a gumbo for the Lord of Darkness.
Okay. No more goathead. Next time I just bless the mailbox with the Febreze.
Insane.
I don't know what to think about that.
I'm a great rapper.
That was good. That was really good. But Paige is lying. I got time for sure. I got to go back and
see. No, I know. What was the one line that she said that was
That was, God, it was so good the way you said it, too. It was, it's Hockey Balboa.
Oh, what was it, Paige? Which, I think it was after,
oh, yeah.
Y'all yes. joking that one.
Yes.
Pew pew?
No.
After that, yeah.
After that, say that part again.
What?
After pew pew.
Oh, y'all joking, but I seriously farted when I saw that thing. No lie. My fart knocked a bird off the power line.
Ah, he's corpsing.
That bird's like going around spinning. He's still holding on to the power line. Face hurts laughing. What you just heard. That was short, kind of. It felt short. We didn't say hello to anybody in the chat.
We did.
Yeah, we did. All right, well.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. What you just heard was real. This real Facebook argument screen shot and sent in by you. And I want to take this time that we have here to remind you that tomorrow is our salute to the graduates.
Oh, yeah.
So if you know someone that's graduating, whether it be from hair school, whether it be from trucking school, high school,
any college.
Yeah.
Adult ed.
I remember some old families that have been just classics that have a lot of kids.
They do. Some of these families have a lot.
Our page. Yeah. So if you have someone you want us to say happy graduation to tomorrow, email us theriseguys@aol.com and we will do it. But what you just heard was real. It's a real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. And as always, Paige is going to remind you that names have been changed to protect who, Paige?
The innocent.
The guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been yet another edition of Facebook
Fussin'. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I love the Rise Guys. Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass. Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people with a Friday birthday. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
We got some weekend birthdays to work in, too. We got some good ones. Let's start with some music. This is Jewel.
Jewel. Is she married to somebody famous? I think.
I don't think she is anymore.
Oh, okay.
Might have to look that. She was with Charlie Whitehurst for a while.
Oh, God.
Like, they were dating.
That's right. Yeah, but they didn't get married, though. I can't remember.
Who she used to be married to, like a bull rider.
Ty Murray, that's who it was.
That's who it was, yeah.
Was that Carrie Underwood that was married to Ty Murray? No, she married the hockey player.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, NHL.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't play with feces. Jewel is going to be, I'm going to give 47.
48.
Jewel is 51 years old.
Damn.
She's been going at it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's one of her songs a lot of people don't hear a whole lot of.
This one?
Yeah.
It's kind of a good one, too.
They like her slower stuff. Yeah. But we got to move on to this gentleman.
She goes to the same dentist as Michael Strahan. Ken Jennings.
It is Ken Jennings' birthday. Look at you.
I know it wasn't Trebek.
I thought you were going to say Blossom. I wouldn't have played this for that, though. So.
Yeah, you would have played the theme. Ken Jennings is...
I haven't watched Jeopardy. I can't watch it. Trebek was the show.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. 53.
I'll say 53.
Ken Jennings is 51 years old today.
Same age as Jewel.
Yep. He won 74 straight episodes, $2.5 million.
Wow. Now, does Jewel make the vape a cartridge? Is that a different way?
Spells it different.
Jewel.
Have you ever watched? Ken Jennings is supposedly like one of the best, but like Mark Labbitt, the Beast. The guy who reads 3 books a day. Big British dude. You ever watched The Chase on Game Show Network?
Yeah.
It's like people face off against him in trivia. The dude's like a genius.
Huh. I was watching a lot of Game Show Network, and then I just quit.
I like the old stuff, man. We'd have old Match Game on there. Gene Rayburn, I'm telling you, might have been the greatest host of anything ever.
No way.
But I think there were some allegations that came out after.
I was going to say they absolutely were, because he was watching him mingle with the celebrities on there was awkward sometimes, man. He'd make some off-putting comments to women.
It can't be as awkward as Richard Dawson.
At least he just kissed him.
He was kissing sugar. Like if there was a teenage girl in there.
I know. There's so many videos on YouTube called shows or commercials that didn't age very well.
Yeah, cringe-worthy.
There's a whole freaking Richard Dawson thing where he grabs... I mean, it's hard to tell.
He'd tweak it.
She looked like she's 15, 16 years old, grabs her by the bottom of her chin and pulls her face and kisses her.
In the 70s, it was cool, right?
And Dad's standing there with his arms crossed. Ha, ha, ha. Give it to him good, darling.
All right.
Weird,
that kissed
man.
By that weird old nasty man.
This is a little song called Cleveland Rocks.
Drew Carey.
It is Drew Carey's birthday. Was the theme song.
I can't tell you how old he is, but I can guess.
And you got that. That's amazing.
Well, he ain't going to do Mimi's birthday. Or
I thought this would surprise you. Thank you for your service, Drew Carey, former Marine.
That's right.
Yep.
So it's going to surprise you. So that means he's older than you think. I'm going to say he's 65 today.
70.
You know what? I'm surprised you guys guessed that high, because he is 67, but...
Wow. We were split right down the middle.
Like when he lost that weight, you know, he looks a lot... I feel like he looks a lot younger.
Yeah. Well, and he was dyeing his hair blonde, too. That's like...
Yeah, he was. I missed the high top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I don't miss me having one. Fantasy Island.
Nope.
No, Dynasty.
It is Dynasty. As the Brits would say it.
Joan Collins?
Of course, the one and only.
Oh, man.
I won't get her age, but I can guess.
Is she the meanest woman in TV?
She was gorgeous, but she was a major B.
Mm, I mean,
on that show.
She was in the Army.
Yes. Major B? Austin Chuck?
Hutt.
It's not a football page.
Oh, okay.
I got to Google the picture, see what she looks like now.
81. I'll do that right now. No, she's older than that. Yeah, I'll stick with 81.
Is 82.
Paige is off by 10 years.
92?
92 for Joan Collins of Dynasty.
Wow.
What a pretty lady.
Yeah, I got to see what she looks like for sure. Let me get on that for a second.
You just
put in 92.
Put in the year after her name and just hit images.
Huh. I might rewatch Dynasty. I never really got into it. I was a little young at the time, but still.
You know, I want to say, like, you should quit dyeing your hair. But she might not be, because my grandma, up until she died at 84, and it wasn't one of those old things where she really dyes her hair and doesn't tell anybody. She didn't. And she had dark brown hair.
She had all her hair, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
But she got like a foot shorter as she got older. No lie. She became a midget in her 80s.
That happens to men. You get shorter and your balls get bigger in your ears.
Oh, ear hair. Bone cell. Yeah. It's strange. Yeah. In Living Color? Is that what this is?
This is Mad TV.
Oh, damn.
It is the birthday of a former guest of the show many times. Does a great Tony Soprano impersonation.
Oh, Frank Caliendo.
Nope.
Oh.
He also does Steven Seagal, and he was Curly in the Three Stooges movie. Will Sasso.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
His brother Lou, famous actor.
Well, I know. At first, I thought you were talking about a part of his body, but his last name, Sasso.
How many times has he gotten that? Hey, how's Lou doing, Will?
Only when he hangs around us. I will say, God, his birthday's today?
Yeah. Oh, no, excuse me. Hang on. You're right to point that out. We're talking about Saturday birthdays. He is our first Saturday birthday.
52.
53.
Will Sasso is 50. Big 50 for Will.
That dude, that is Jesse Ventura. Is it him that does Jesse Ventura? Or is that the other one?
He does one, but... was it Aleister Black that does the impersonation?
Aleister Black.
No, Karrion Kross. He does the good Jesse Ventura.
Really?
Yeah, look that one up. Sounds just like him.
God. What? Do we still... I don't guess we do. Ari Spears. Does he do anything around here?
He tours a lot.
He was on our show with... God bless. It was like beautiful. I mean, it was like 15, 20 minutes of just gold. That guy is awesome.
He is very underrated because he is hilarious.
Yes, he is.
His crowd work is some of the best.
Comedy Zone. Bring him back. Or bring him. I don't know if he's been there before or not. Dewey Cox?
It is John C. Reilly's birthday.
Dewey Cox is good.
He was in, of course, Step Brothers, and he's Wack-It Ralph. That movie.
Wreck-It.
That's what it was. It's been a typo.
He gets so confused. I said, what'd you do yesterday? You said, I wrecked off all day. And I'm like, no, you're saying
it wrong. He's really bad when he whacked his car. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Our old golf tournament was Wreck-It Wednesday. That guy's...
64.
Big one for John C. Reilly.
60.
60 years old. Got another big one, too.
Was he related to Charles Nelson Reilly?
I don't think he would say if he was.
Elvis Presley. Priscilla?
It is Priscilla's birthday. Aww.
My friend.
She was here this year.
Yeah.
In town.
Remember, we said hello.
Rob Young, I hope you sent her a birthday text.
Rob Young's like, well, I hope she gives me her phone number for my birthday. Priscilla. What a life. 83.
Really is.
Ooh.
84? I don't know.
Priscilla is 80 years old today. Or excuse me, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday
she will be.
Priscilla's so pretty.
We can't come on to. I'm going to let this play for this one. There's really no theme song for this guy. He's got a birthday Sunday. We got two Sunday birthdays.
Oh.
He's been on the show a bunch.
Working ahead.
And this surprised me. I'm like, there's no way. Because he don't look it. We're talking about B-Rad G, Malibu's Most Wanted.
Ah, Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie freaking Kennedy. Of the Kennedy Experiment, I think, was the show he did. His improv prank show.
Yeah.
I was... shocked.
I was going to say, he's in his 50s for sure.
He's been around for a while.
56.
53.
55 years old, Jamie Kennedy's going to be Sunday. Dude, you don't look like it, man.
No.
Does it register in his head like, man, I don't look like it, but I'm almost 60. He can draw a social in 7 years if it's still there.
I saw one the other day that I hope it's not coming up soon, but I want to like just test you and see if you can, Fat Boy, you may know. How old is David Spade from SNL and all the sitcoms and Tommy Boy and Joe Dirt and Grown Ups and
I'm gonna say even 60.
61.
60. You're right.
Because I was thinking 25 SNL, 30 years plus a little.
Yeah, you're doing it the way I do with athletes
backwards.
It's just wild, but he doesn't look 60 years old.
I feel like that was the greatest time of SNL ever. He's up with Sandler, Spade, Farley, Chris Rock, Phil Hartman.
Norm. God.
Yeah, Norm.
Oh, man. Let's do it one more.
I wish Norm was around right now. Like that dude, he was good.
Sad. God, he was hilarious, man. Real
like, if God would let us trade, like say, hey, let's
oh,
give
you have a couple back.
Like, we'll give you, you know, Ego Wodum and, you know.
It's funny you mention her, because I was thinking today as far as black women that have been on SNL, she might be the best ever.
I think so. Yeah.
You got Cleghorn up there, you know. There are others, Zashir Samada.
Leslie.
Yep.
Leslie Jordan.
Leslie Jordan was the gay guy from Tennessee. Rest in peace, rest your soul.
Oh, I didn't know.
Leslie Jones, Punky Johnson. But yeah. Ego Wodum's great. So Austin Powers' birthday, speaking of SNL. I could have played that for him, but I played this. Mike Myers, Sunday. How old's he going to be?
I'm going to guess and say suck it.
Oh, no. I forgot you hate Mike Myers.
I do hate Mike Myers. I hate Mike Myers, man.
62.
I love him. He's coming around a lot more than he used to for some reason. Mike Myers is going to be 62 on Sunday. You nailed it. We got a couple of happy heavenlies for today.
I get it, though. Like, I get it with him. Like, if Trudeau or whoever runs Canada now says, hey, we're going to take over America, I'd be pissed, too. I get that. I do. But, like, you make your money in our country, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't... Canada has no culture. They have no culture. They're not known for anything.
I mean, you really aren't.
You got nothing but Mounties. Wrestling. It's it.
I but can't give you credit for hockey, either.
You can't, like, talk junk about our country when it's the one that makes your money. But, you know, that's why I do radio in Canada, so...
Canadian.
Yeah.
Happy heavenly birthday to somebody in the room. Can't say your name, buddy, but Marvis and Marvin Hagler would have been 71 years old.
I learned that from my dad, making fun of my dad, and just started saying it like my dad, Marvis and Marvin Hagler.
You know he legally added that to his name?
Marvelous? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because of Don King, tried to trademark it.
And also Scatman Crothers.
Ah. Oh,
what a life.
Could nobody take an axe to the head quite like him?
He was also the voice of Hong Kong Phooey. He would have been 115 years old today.
Dang it, man.
He was also on Sanford's Son.
Sanford.
And Chico and the Man.
God.
Which is impossible to find that show.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Of all those shows where they can't find out who owns them because the producer died, didn't leave a whatever, or the broadcasting company tries to lay claim to it, and then they say... Well, guess what? Neither one of you own it. We're just not going to show it. We're going to shelve it. It's like...
Freddie Prinze was a genius.
Yeah.
And he was 21 years old.
Yep.
The stuff he was talking about, the content of his humor. For a 21-year-old kid?
Yeah. He's great.
Now, I'm partial to his son. I like his boy better. A 90s legend. Yeah. He loves wrestling.
I like the artist formerly known as Prinze.
Junior should do that. Come out in a wig. And that weird symbol, of, gay or not? Like, we don't know what that symbol is.
Right? Like, it's a combination of the man and the woman symbol. Like, what are you saying, Prince?
Like, is that a gay guitar symbol? Like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I'll tell you this, what I do know is that it's Friday. That means tomorrow is quickly.
Saturday.
Sunday. And then Monday is Memorial Day. And for real, all jokes aside, I mean, sure. A lot of people, fortunately, have the day off and things like that.
You better remember.
But for real, like, think about that. It, especially if you got kids. Say, hey, I'm being serious right now, but say, kids, this is what this is about today. We're not just shooting fireworks and going into the lake. Like, this is what this is for, and this is why we get to go do things like this. Because men and women who gave their lives for us to have those freedoms.
Amen.
Yeah. Holla at you, boy. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Rewipe.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.